This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by phone late Wednesday, the first call between the two since Biden was elected president 3 months ago. Biden affirmed his priorities of protecting American people's security, prosperity, health, and the way of life, and preserving a free and open Indo-Pacific, according to a readout provided by the White House. Two leaders also discussed the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and the possibility of Washington and Beijing pursuing what the White House described as the practical, results-oriented engagements on arms control. But officials said Biden also held firm on several key areas of contention, including Beijing's coercive and unfair economic practices and the crackdown in Hong Kong. There have also been ongoing tensions over Beijing's initial handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which Chinese officials have repeatedly tried to blame on others. The Pentagon, meantime, said a new China task force would work at a sprint aiming to produce a series of recommendations to guide Washington's policies toward Beijing within a matter of months. President Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets here in the United States. President said the United States and a broad international coalition are calling on military leaders to free political detainees. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Prosecutors at former U.S. President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial laid out their case against him Wednesday, showing graphic new security video for Senate jurors and the nation. The videos showed hundreds of insurgents. Trump supporters, the former U.S. leader urged to go to the Capitol to try to stop the official certification of his loss for re-election. Some writers shouted that they were trying to find former Vice President Mike Pence to hang him because he had rejected Trump's demand that he block the certification of the Electoral College outcome so that Trump and Pence could remain in power. The House prosecutors argued that Trump was no innocent bystander, but the inciter-in-chief of the deadly attack at the Capitol a month ago. Trump declined. Democrats offered to testify in his defense and is not expected to attend the trial. Trump's lawyers say that he bears no responsibility for the attack on the Capitol. Dozens of former Republican officials who view the party as unwilling to stand up to former President Trump and his attempts to undermine U.S. democracy are in talks to form a center-right breakaway party. Four people involved in the discussions told Reuters news agency. The early stage discussions include former elected Republican officials in the Republican administrations of former presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Trump, and ex-Republican ambassadors and Republican strategists, the people involved say. More than 120 of them held a Zoom call last week to discuss the breakaway group, which would run on a platform of principled conservatism, including adherence to the Constitution and the rule of law, ideas those involved say have been trashed by Trump. The first COVID-19 shots are one step closer for low- and middle-income countries that have been left out of vaccine delivery, as wealthier countries snapped up available supplies. The World Health Organization's scientific advisors Wednesday recommended authorizing a vaccine developed by the University of Oxford and drug maker AstraZeneca. COVAX, a WHO co-led organization aimed at distributing shots equitably worldwide, is set to deliver 336 million doses of vaccine to 145 countries once the organization gives the green light. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.
It's VOA. VOA 1.
Known as someone new. Hope
life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just wanna say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. I hope someday.
Rudimental, Jess Glenn McLemore, right here on VOA1. I'm Larry London. We've got you for another hour of the hits. Thanks for joining us. Harry Styles is in Italy this weekend. He is going to be performing at the Metropolitan Opera of Turin. He's going to do a little virtual show online from Italy on Saturday night. Here's Harry Styles' latest. This is Golden on VOA1.
Golden, golden. because I'm so
new music right here. VOA.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying. You weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone? Your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home to you. And I know
Olivia Rodrigo.
Said forever, now I drive alone past
driver's license. Number one in the U.S. for 3 weeks. Number one in the U.K. for 5 weeks. Congratulations to Olivia Rodrigo, who began her career on the Disney Channel. I'm Larry London, keeping you company, and here's AJR's Bang.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around, and the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment across from the park, put quinoa in my fridge, still I'm not feeling grown. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooty-la-dee-do, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
music now. VOA 1.
Look inside mine. Things look so bad.
Weeknd, Save Your Tears. That's the new one from The Weeknd's After Hours album. He's coming out with a greatest hits album soon. He recently performed in Tampa, Florida for the Super Bowl halftime show. And, of course, had a lot of dancers. At one point, he was inside of what looked to be like a computer game. He was stuck inside of a room that was filled with lights and mirrors. It was a bizarre performance, but nonetheless, getting good reviews, and a couple of funny memes are being circulated around on social media as well. I'm Larry in London. This is VOA1, The Hits.